Farooq, day two at Lord's. India have closed with a lead of 76. Just to give us your thoughts on that one.
Well, India, day two. Very, very interesting day. All the advantage was with England yesterday. Huge advantage of winning the toss and putting India in on a real green flyer. Never seen such a green wicket before. But all credit to India. They fought magnificently. They could have bowled a bit better. Shami could have bowled a bit better. But they'd be very happy with six wickets down. And they're virtually in the tail now with Matt Prior and Plunkett batting. So they've got to get these last batsmen out chiefly before lunch or thereabouts. Otherwise, it's going to be expensive. Every run is going to matter from tomorrow morning. I mean, it always matters from the start of the game. But all the more so from tomorrow morning, where every run is worth its weight in gold. And I'm sure there'll be a result for this match, because both sides are, you know, playing some attractive cricket, and just made the better side win. But all credit to India for fighting back.
Good to see that teams playing attractive cricket, for because we talked a lot at Trent Bridge.
Absolutely, that's the only way to preserve Test cricket. Otherwise, you're letting all the T20 guys in, and Test cricket is the pinnacle of all cricket, which should be preserved at all costs.
There were maybe one or two missed opportunities for India today. A couple of catches went down.
Yes, easy catch, very easy catch dropped off Gary Balance. Who knows what the story would have been had he held on to that catch. It bounced off his hands, and even the guy next to him could have caught it. But, wasn't to be.
And from an England point of view, another disappointing day for Alistair Cook.
Yes, I would say so, because Alistair Cook luck continues to be bad. Everyone wants Alistair Cook to get runs, even the hardest of Indian supporters, as long as he doesn't get too many, you know. but he failed again, you know, which will add more pressure on him in the future.
And from here, India tomorrow will be coming out and targeting a first in the league.
All guns firing, you know, trying to get the rest of the wickets. And who knows what happens. When we talk tomorrow, we'll have a better idea.
Absolutely. And quickly, a word on Gary Balance. Good to see him get three figures.
Yes, absolutely. You know, after that chance he gave, he played some great shots. You know, played with tremendous concentration. And that was fantastic.